Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department responded to a house that was on fire Friday afternoon at around 3:30 p.m. That house is located on the east side of town at 1205 First Street Southeast. Upon arrival, smoke could be seen coming from the structure. Fire Chief Dave Shipper explains.
We were called for structure fire here, and when we arrived, we had heavy smoke showing from the front door and the rear garage walkout door of the home. We made entry through the garage, and there's a lot of stuff in the garage, and the first entry team got caught up in some of that storage stuff and couldn't make as far entry as we needed. We got a second team here, and they made it in the front door of the home and located a fire in a back bedroom, which has been converted into kind of a workout exercise room. So the fire's in the back northeast corner room of the house. The door to that room was open, so we have fire that traveled out into that hallway, and then we have heat and smoke that went through the entire house and into the garage.
Okay. Was anybody home at the time?
There was one female occupant. She got out. She went to neighbors and was pounding on the neighbor's house on the doors and the walls trying to get somebody's attention. So the fire was actually called in by a neighbor. We did have three cats in the house. One has perished. The other one was unresponsive that we revived with our pet oxygen equipment that you remember we were donated by the Bockelman girl. And that did work. We were able to revive one cat. And I think the other one got out and ran out through the garage. We haven't located the other one yet. But we'll double check the house here and stuff and make sure that that one's not in there. But So no injuries to anybody other than we did lose one cat. We did save one cat, and we have one cat that's unaccounted for yet.
Do we know what was the cause of the fire?
We haven't got that far yet. There's a lot of damage in that back room. I'm basically here now waiting for my other investigators that are certified, and we're going to dig it out together. But we wanted to get our equipment back, you know, with this weather and get things thawed out. Get, you know, hose back on the trucks and water and things, and be ready, you know, with this weather. We're dealing with vehicle accidents and all kinds of things today. So not the best climate to be in or weather to be in.
A few firefighters returned to the home Friday evening to conduct an investigation of the origin and cause of that fire. Wet Nose Animal Rescue will be holding an open house this afternoon at their newly acquired facility located near the Lamar's Municipal Airport. The open house will be from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Wet Nose Rescue voted unanimously on November 1st to rent a building on the south edge of Lamar's for a countywide animal shelter. At the open house, children will have the opportunity to bring their dog or cat and sit with Santa for a photo. Santa's friend Snowflake will also be on hand. Parents are being urged to bring their cameras to capture the moment. Free food and fun will be filled the afternoon for all ages. Wet Nose Gift Shop will also make its debut. Tours of the shelter are being planned. The organization will begin renting the building this month in December, but the shelter will not be able to open to homeless cats and dogs until sometime after state requirements are completed. The shelter is to serve homeless animals throughout the county. A large grassy area on the south side of the shelter will allow for the exercise area for dogs. The building, located at 1327 Hawkeye Avenue Southwest, south of the former Hobby Haven, is a former airport hangar. Well, if you're looking for some holiday goodies, you may want to stop by the All Saints Catholic Parish St. Joseph Church this Saturday morning. The goodie sale will begin in a few minutes at 8 a.m. Melissa Gallis is one of the organizers of the annual Cookie and Candy Walk and tells what people can expect at this year's holiday sale.
Absolutely. So at 8 o'clock, the doors will open and we'll have all sorts of people coming in and picking out their Christmas goodies. Everyone just grabs a little bag or a little tote and walks around and picks out what they would like. We had, I feel like, the most food ever donated, it seems like. We have lots of goodies up here. So you just walk around and pick what you'd like, and it's $5 a pound.
All right. And did you say doors open at 8 this morning?
Yes, yes. And hopefully with the weather that we'll still have a lineup. We usually have a lineup ready to get in.
And how long are you hoping to stay open?
Yeah, we'll be here till noon, and then, you know, usually with cleanup we're here till 1. But we do also sell before and after every Mass at St. James and St. Joe's this weekend, too.
Okay. And if you can, describe some of the goodies that are on sale there. I'm sure we have cookies, candies, and...
Yes, a lot of awesome things. There's a lot of very talented people. Lots of Christmas cookies decorated, lots of peanut clusters, lots of breads, lots of candies, lots of fudge, you know, the pretzels. There's a lot of talent that came through the door last night while everyone delivered.
Okay, and as you mentioned, you buy it by the pound then.
Yep, and we did have some pre-order trays, so there will be people out there that came and got those throughout the day today that we made last night. But otherwise, most of the time today, you just come in and get your $5 per pound, and then we do have some things priced individually, you know, like the breads and the little snacks, too.
All right, sounds good. I've been visiting with Melissa Gallis, and, of course, she's one of the organizers of the All Saints Parish Candy Walk, which is scheduled for this morning.
The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation is naming the armed suspect fatally shot by police in Iowa Falls on Wednesday. The man is identified as 35-year-old Jared Reeses of Eldora. Officers responding to a call from a woman reporting that her ex-boyfriend was stalking her with his vehicle say that Reeses hit her car. Video taken by neighbors shows that officers taking up positions while trying to get the man into custody. Investigators say that Reeses displayed a shotgun and was shot by officers while trying to get away and died at the scene. The names of the officers on leave have not been released. A Fort Dodge man will spend more than 5 years in federal prison for failing to register as a sex offender. 36-year-old Dwayne Levering was sentenced to 65 months on Thursday after pleading guilty. The U.S. Attorney's Office says that Levering was convicted of sexually abusing a minor in 2005 and is required to register and update his residence information. He was caught living in the attack of a Fort Dodge from the He was caught living in the attack of a Fort Dodge from spring of 2020 until he was arrested last December. Levering has two prior convictions for failing to register as a sex offender, along with convictions for assault, theft, failure to obey police, and eluding. And the year may be winding down, but the demand for blood from Iowa hospitals is rising while the number of donors is dwindling. Josh Murray with the Iowa-Nebraska region of the American Red Cross says that the agency is making an appeal for everyone who's able to give a pint of blood. He says people have been kind of slow coming back after the pandemic to give blood. Several blood drives are planned in Iowa during December, which Murray says is a welcome change since so many had to be called off during the pandemic. Holidays are usually a tough time to collect blood. Blood can be safely donated every 56 days, and Murray says that donors can feel good knowing that they've donated through the Red Cross and that they may be helping patients not only in their community, but also those across the nation.